Dead Man Walking. That phrase usually describes a death row prisoner on his final journey to execution. But it could also describe every human person who ever lived on the journey to our last breath. Because from the moment we are conceived in our mother's wombs, we are all dead men walking. Death comes early for some and late for others. But make no mistake, death comes for us all. Our culture does its best to banish these thoughts from our mind and avoid contemplation of our final end. And the cult of youthful beauty and endless summer is but one manifestation of our disinclination to acknowledge the inescapable reality of death. But then a few weeks ago, because of a microscopic virus, our illusions were shattered. Our armies and navies were rendered powerless to protect us. And our pretensions to be masters of the universe were exposed as childish fantasies. Death comes for us all, without consideration of rank or privilege, of age or attainment, of profession or religion, and our science has no remedy for the finality of death. After man's fall from grace, death is an essential part of the human condition. And the coronavirus has reminded us that we are all dead men walking. That's the bad news. But here's the good news. Death has already been destroyed by a man who died and went into his grave. And then burst the gates of hell and threw down our ancient enemy and revealed the glory of God to all the dead. And then walked out of his tomb. In his risen and glorified body, to reveal to all flesh the abundant life for which we were created by God in his own image and likeness. The Lord Jesus Christ, you see, is not only the eternal Word by whom, through whom, and for whom all things were made, he is also the Lamb once slain who lives forever, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And everyone who was a member of his body by grace through faith is an heir to the unbounded and everlasting glory of divine life. The Lord Jesus has redeemed us from sin and death by his cross and resurrection. And he alone is the Savior of the world. Those who, by faith, hope, and love, are alive in Christ are no longer dead men walking, because they have already died and have been configured to his resurrection. And this new life then changes the way we understand everything about ourselves, including death. St. Paul explained this to the Colossians in today's second lesson. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Thinking about what is above rather than what is on earth means living the new life of grace, a life that ordinarily comes to us in word and sacrament, the means of grace that unite us to the passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. By the Holy Scriptures, we come to know and love the Lord Jesus and to understand the eternal plan of salvation. And by the sacraments of the new and everlasting covenant, we are inserted into the Paschal mystery and come to share Christ's life, especially through holy baptism, in which we are born again, and through the Holy Eucharist, in which we are nourished by his body and blood. Today, nearly all Catholics around the world cannot gather at the altar and receive the Most Holy Eucharist, and that is a cause of great sadness. But we can still unite ourselves to the Lord Jesus by an act of spiritual communion and resolve to return to the faithful celebration of Mass every Sunday as soon as the Church can open her doors once again. But though we cannot gather at the altar today, we will in just a moment renew the promises of our baptism, the sacrament in which we died with Christ in order to live with him forever. Each year during the 40 days of Lent, we cooperate with God's grace to be ever more deeply converted to the truth of the gospel, and we seek by fasting, prayer, and works of mercy to surrender our lives ever more completely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But this year, by pestilence, we have also been very sharply reminded of our mortality and the limits of our control over life and death. And that reminder, my friends, unwelcome as it may be, may make it easier for us to hear the gospel and know with saving faith that Jesus Christ did not die to make bad men good, or even to make good men better. Instead, Christ died and rose to new life to make dead men live. On this Easter day, God be praised for the gift of his only begotten Son, who frees us from the grave and calls us from death to life, both now and forever in his eternal glory. After Christ's resurrection, death is no longer a thing to be feared by his disciples. So long as we are alive in Christ, we are not dead men walking. And whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. By the grace of adoption given to us in holy baptism, we have become children of God the Father, members of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom of heaven. And we rejoice today in God's supreme and holy marvelous work. The resurrection from the dead of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti. Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia.